From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Our weather will be dry and quite mild for the season through the weekend, with only one exception on Friday, and even that deserves an asterisk. Skies today will be mostly sunny, except partly cloudy in the Northeast Kingdom, the Eastern Townships, and far northern New Hampshire. Temperatures will climb into the mid to upper 60s south and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, and into the low to mid 60s elsewhere north. At Montpelier, the average high for this 18th day of October is 55 degrees. Clear skies can be expected overnight. Lows will run mainly in the mid-40s, upper 40s in the broad valleys west, and in the 30s in the cooler hollows east of the Green Mountains, with some isolated patches of frost possible. South to southwest winds overnight 10 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing to light and variable east of the Greens. A warm front early this afternoon can be traced from north-central Vermont back to a strong low pressure spinning over northern Manitoba. That system's cold front is now entering western Ontario and will likely reach the Champlain Valley tomorrow evening before plunging through the rest of the listening area tomorrow night. The passage of that front will partially interrupt the unseasonably warm weather on Friday, partially because although Friday will generally be a good 10 degrees cooler than tomorrow, highs from the mid-50s to mid-60s on Friday will still be roughly 5 degrees above average. Between now and the end of the day tomorrow, the warm front that's now starting to lift back northward from our region will lift all the way into northern Quebec, and southwesterly winds will increase late today and tonight west of the Green Mountains and then tomorrow across the wider region. Winds will increase as the cold front approaches from the northwest and presses into high pressure stretching from the southeastern states and into the waters offshore of the Maritimes. By Friday morning, the moisture-starved front will have cut the high in two, with the southernmost portion becoming centered over the Tennessee Valley. This area of warm high pressure will take over on Saturday, but on Friday, its circulation will interact with that of low pressure over Labrador, and the resulting northwesterly winds will hold high temperatures 5 to 15 degrees below Thursday's highs, which will generally be around 70. The biggest cool-off on Friday is likely to occur in the Adirondacks and in areas along the Vermont-Quebec border. On Saturday, temperatures will jump back well into the 60s with the warmer valleys near 70, a situation that will persist through the weekend and probably through the day on Monday in most areas. Warmth over the weekend will result from a pronounced and unseasonably strong ridge in the jet stream. The ridge will weaken on Monday with the arrival of a weak cold front that could bring a few showers to western areas. A more decisive cold front and a better chance of rain will be coming in on Tuesday and into Wednesday. In the forecast summary for the VPR listening area, for this afternoon, partly cloudy skies northeast, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 60s south and in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, low to mid 60s elsewhere north, winds from the west to southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, clear skies with areas of valley fog late, lows mainly in the mid-40s, upper 40s in the broad valleys west, and in the 30s in the cooler hollows east of the Green Mountains with isolated frost possible. South to southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing to around 5 miles an hour east of the Greens. On Thursday, some valley fog early, then mostly sunny and warm with some thin high-level cloudiness in the afternoon, high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s, south to southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 25 from the Green Mountains westward. On Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing after midnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s, some lower 40s northeast and in the Adirondacks, winds becoming west on Thursday 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusting to 25. For Friday, becoming mostly sunny but breezy and cooler, highs from the mid-50s to around 60 north, low to mid-60s south, except mid to upper 60s in the Hudson Valley. That's the latest forecast from the Fairbanks Museum. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.